This is HPR episode 2327 entitled, A Texan's View on Why Only a Native-Born Person Can Be President. It is hosted by JWP and is about 7 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a quick talk about why America is special.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is JWP. I was listening to the monthly podcast review with Dave Morris, who's a British guy, and Ken Fallon, who's an Irish guy, talk about the American rule that says that you got to be a native-born person to be president of the United States. There are some exceptions. If you were born in a military hospital, I believe like John McCain was born in a military hospital, and so he still got to run for presidency. The thing is the founding fathers didn't want a British stand-in or a Kenyan stand-in or a French stand-in for president. They wanted a real American who was born on U.S. soil to be president. And it was done back then because of the fear factor we're going to get a British guy in, and he's going to try to be king, or something's going to happen like that. And so that's why they did it. And it's incredibly hard to change the U.S. Constitution. It hasn't been done very much. They couldn't even do it for a change to say that a man is equal to a woman. So they couldn't even do the Equal Rights Amendment in the Constitution in my lifetime. So I was born in 64, and we've had very, very few constitutional changes. Instead, we let the courts do everything. And this thing about where you were born isn't really a factor, really, in U.S. politics until Barack Obama came, and everybody thought that he was born in Malaysia or Indonesia or someplace, and that he wasn't native born, and that he was secretly a Muslim, and all of these other things that people were worried about. It became an issue. So much so that Ted Cruz, who was born in, I think, Toronto or someplace in Canada, I had to renounce his Canadian birth in order to run for president of the United States. There's a birth exception to all of this. Ted was physically born in Canada, and he was still allowed to run for president, just like John McCain was born in a U.S. Army hospital somewhere in the world, and he was allowed to run for president. It only became an issue, really, in America when people became afraid of Barack Obama. And so that's what it is. And it's really, really hard to change any of that. The Electoral College or to change anything, even to say simple things like a man is equal to a woman. It's incredibly hard to change the U.S. Constitution because you either have to have a state, a convention of the states where each state sends representatives. And the trouble with this is that it can be, once you have a constitutional convention, anything can be changed. Everything is on the table. These guys that you can send to this convention can change anything in the Constitution, and if it's ratified by a majority of the states at the convention, then the Constitution has been changed. And so we haven't had one of those in 100 years, 120 years, something like that. It's been a really long time since one of those things, constitutional convention, happened. The other way that we do it is that you have a set number of years. I think it's three, 5 or 7 years to change it, right? And so, like with the Equal Rights Amendment, we couldn't do it because we had to have a 75% or something majority of states that vote on it within the time period, and then it has to come back. And we couldn't get the southern states to agree that a man was equal to a woman, because that's not what the Bible says. And so they voted no. A lot of them didn't even put it on the ballot. And so it languished. And so we'd have to go back to the 60s or maybe the 50s before where we actually had a change to the Constitution that didn't happen in the courts, that the Supreme Court or Appellate Court or U.S. District Court didn't change via court precedents. All right, hey, I hope this answers your question about why a non-native person can't be president even if he's a U.S. citizen. It's just that when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, they wanted an original American in the mix. All right, and you have a good day. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.